Bill is in Philadelphia on Coast to Coast. Bill?
Yes, sir. My prediction is that Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel and President Ahmadinejad of Iran will meet in Jerusalem and declare peace in the Middle East.
I'd love that. Would that be a cool prediction?
I think they're going to imitate the fine example of President Sadat and Prime Minister Begin.
Wow, that would be a prediction for 2011. Love to think that that would come true. Maybe they'll settle it all with they'll just settle it between themselves with, like, paintball guns.
Well, I'll tell you, not only would peace come to the Middle East, but it would come worldwide. Once those two leaders shook hands and made arrangements to share Jerusalem between them.
Yeah, I think there's some real profit to what you're saying. Good. Thank you. Appreciate that. And Dan, who's in Hackensack? I'm getting, that's Bill in Hackensack on Coast to Coast. Bill?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm making a prediction that Hillary Clinton will become a candidate for the Democratic nomination for president in the year 2012. And she'll make that announcement sometime in 2011.
Well, you're amongst many people who mentioned something like that yesterday, that there would be, whether she would end up being a candidate, whether she would make herself end up being the vice presidential running mate with Barack Obama. That is something that a couple people mentioned. Yeah. So that could happen. Very good. Well, we'll mark that. You're on the record for that. Thank you, Bill. You may be able to get a ding or a buzz a year from now. Hillary Clinton's totally denied it. She said she doesn't care what they offer. She's not interested. She loves being Secretary of State. End of story. She could have left that door open. She does it coyly on a lot of stuff. But in this one, she was fairly definitive. But maybe that's just the indication that she's going to do it. Gene is in La Crosse, Wisconsin, on Coast to Coast. We'll get to Gene from what we call God's country here in the Midwest, La Crosse, Wisconsin. Gene?
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. The Christopherson House family from where I live, we all wish Coast to Coast and all its listeners and from Ian Punnett right up to the very top.
That's exactly right. You got the right. You were right. You start at the bottom and you go all the way up to the top is exactly right.
Yep. So it's Happy New Year and the whole thing from
good.
Boost Deer to Gobble to Ho-Ho to Hungover. And my prediction is, and I hate to be grim, and this is going to hurt me more than it is everybody else, and that with the Obamacare and the health insurance issues, I believe approximately 30% of people will be not insured than what is insured right now. So America is going to be falling really short come the health insurance issue because of the way Obama's going about this. And I really want to be wrong because I want to see something turn around in the right direction to change all this. Because I don't want to be right.
Well, I don't think you're going to be wrong. I think actually it would be hard for you to be wrong in 2011. I think it is. I think even the way it's designed right now, there's still going to be millions of people left out. So even if Obamacare, yeah. So I think there are limitations built into the new health care reform as it exists. Now those may become more glaringly obvious, and then of course, you know, if the new Congress that comes in lives up to some of its campaign promises that it's going to repeal the health care bill of 2010, then who knows how many millions of people will end up without any care. Rocky is in Livermore, California, on Coast to Coast for our annual prediction show. Rocky?
Hey, Ian, thank you. This is a big privilege for me. I'm a longtime Coast to Coast listener, and I love your guys' show. And to be on at the beginning of the new year, this means a lot to me. And I just wanted to tell you and my prediction, and for all the people out there, that I believe silver would be a good investment this year, just like it was last year and the year before. But it's at 30 now, and I predict it will double in 2011. That would be the least. And, you know, I really believe that silver will get to $400 or $500 an ounce within the next year and a half. And I'm not an investor or anything like that. I just kind of started watching about a year and a half ago when it was at 9. And I kind of made a little purchase just to, you know, play around. It doubled in a year. And
I hear the same thing.
30,
yeah, a lot of people. A lot of people are making that prediction last night, too. I think there's a lot of strong predictions that silver is going to go way up. So
yeah,
good.
I appreciate it, Ian, and keep up the good work. And
thank you.
I think people should get some silver.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Rocky. Appreciate that. Hope there were plenty of people out there that want to sell it. I'm sure there'll be people who will be buying it. Bill is in Santa Cruz, California, on Coast to Coast. Bill?
Hey, how are you doing, Ian?
Doing all right. So what do you see?
Okay, well, we're not only going into a new year, but, you know, we're in a new decade, and I foresee we're going to see the end of reality TV.
Ugh. Okay, now here's somebody really sticking their neck out. So why will it end in 2011?
Well, you know, these shows aren't interesting, and you got, like, these wannabe celebrities like that plus eight lady with the eight ugly kids, you know, running around like they're A-listers, you know, looking down on people, and people are sick of it, you know? They're like, well, why are these people even famous, you know?